two drachim to understand why Shisachim Shalayayo Ba'ilamoy Lefir Shniya Tzoras Arve Lefir Shniya. Why you don't do Yibum? But we said there's two drachim really to understand. Rabbi Elchanan explains, and we mentioned yesterday, I went to the side of the dvorim. We know Alamol when his three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi does Yibum Teisha, Shimon that already Shimon married her from Reuven, and the Yibum works. And we don't care that she was Eishes Achamol by Reuven, and now she's a double Eishes Ach from Shimon. When Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum, does it Aloch? Shimon dies, Levi does Yibum. So the Shaila is, why, if even if Reuven dies, Shimon did Yibum, and now Shimon dies, Levi takes the same wife that was married to Reuven that now is by Shimon, and Levi marries her. He doesn't have a mitzvah Yibum for the first Eishesach. His mitzvah Yibum is only on the second Eishesach. And the mitzvah Yibum is matir the Eishesach. Not only the Eishesach of Shimon, the mitzvah Yibum is matir the Eishesach that came duch Reuven died, Shimon married, Shimon dies, Levi takes the same woman that was married to Reuven, and now she's married to Shimon, and he marries her. And mitzvah Yibum is doiched that Eishesach, not only the Eishesach that lefoneinu, even the Sivas Eishesach from Reuven is doiched. And the Shaila was, if the Yibum is doiched that Eishesach, not only Eishesach, the Shimon, even the Eishesach of Reuven, so even if Reuven was Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamoi, why the mitzvah Yibum of Levi to Eishes Shimon cannot be doiched that Eishesach? Right? That was the kasha that we spoke out yesterday. Why? Why the Eishesach? Why the mitzvah Yibum of Levi cannot be doiched the Eishesach if the Tzoras Arve that now fell to Shimon? Why the mitzvah Yibum of Levi cannot be doiched the Eishesach min ha'ein that fell now in the Filah Shniya? That was the kashya that we spoke out yesterday. And we spoke out that it's two drachim. I want to remind me the two drachim. It's the way of Rebbe Elchanan. Rebbe Elchanan understood why Beishesochim Shaloyoyo Ba'ilomoy, Reuven died. And Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies. Levi cannot take Eishes Reuven that is now by Shimon. Why he can't do Yibum? Even that normally Reuven, Levi could take Eishes Reuven that is sitting by Shimon. Because it's a halacha of Ne'esro. While when Eishes Reuven died, Eishes Reuven became Ne'esro. As a sugya that lamed kol yevomo ab yudah marav kol yevomo shani koyru b'shas nefilo yevomo yevoleo kevon sheneesro shorachas neesro ilomis. So when Reuven died, his wife became osur to Levi. B'meile is neesro b'kevon sheneesro shorachas neesro ilomis. The same way when Reuven dies and he's married to the daughter of Levi, so Levi can't do Yibum, but Shimon could do Yibum. But he doesn't marry the daughter of Levi, he married the second wife of Reuven. And now Shimon dies, Levi cannot take the second wife. Why? She was a Tzoras Arve as Eishes Reuven, but now she's not a Tzoras Arve. So why he can't take her? So Rashi said, it's Eishes Ach. Well, Levi never had a heter Eishes Ach and Eishes Reuven. So now when Shimon dies, he can't marry because he's Eishes Ach. Every time when Levi marries Eishes Shimon, she was Eishes Ach of Reuven. The Torah says, this Eishes Ach was Ne'esro. This is the Yesod of Rebbe Elchanan. You see the Rebbe Elchanan inside? mentioned yesterday, the first line in Rebbe Elchanan Siman Aleph or his base, Gabi Yishes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Behoi Lomoi V'chein Gabi Tzor HaServe De'asuro Yis Gam Benefilo Shniyo Pirash Rashi Hatam Mishum Benesru Olof Shoah Achas V'ilav Achtayme Hoyo Mutoro Yis Benefilo Shniyo. These are the words of Rebbe Elchanan. Hatam Mishum Benesru Olof Shoah Achas V'ilav achtam v'yomutoriz benefilo shmir. This is the first yesod of Rebbe Elchanan. Now I want to be masbir, to make things clear, or really vomits, everything will be al adnei klorkeit keseida. So legabi shaloi hoyo goilomoi, it's very clear. Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum to Ishes Reuven, and Shimon dies. Levi cannot take now Ishes Shimon that was Ishes Reuven, because Ishes Reuven came in Shenes Ro'olov Shorachas, and Levi, Nes Ro'ilomis. A regular case, Ishes Reuven dies, Varshi is Mutter Be'etzem, Le Yibum to Levi. So even if Shimon takes him, then Shimon dies, Yibum is Necha Yisur Ishesach, actually, Ezra, the Esed Echelois. But mikevan that we're learning, so lechura why you can't do yibum then? Lechura also that mitzvah yibum that maybe has it is the shimon of bidoicha the israel shesach from Reuven. The Torah says shalayher ba'ilomoi kevan shenesro shorachas nesro ilomis. Rebbe Elchanan mentioned in the first line that Rashi says the same thing at Tzor HaServe. Again, Reuven is married to Levi's daughter and he has another wife. Reuven dies, Levi cannot do Yibum to his daughter and not to the second wife. Shimon goes and marries the second wife. And Shimon dies, Levi cannot marry her. What is the Yisur? She's not a Tzor HaServe by Shimon. But Shimon, only the second lady is in the house. So why Levi cannot marry her? So Rashi and Keshem Shetzoras, that the Ishesach from Reuven became Osu. Because when Levi could not marry his daughter, he could also not marry the Tzor because he she became a Elvedike Ishesach. So now, when Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, when Shimon dies, Levi cannot take that Ishesach. Why? Lechua mitzvah Yibum is doicha edi Ishesach. So Rebbe Elchanan the same Yisoid, Kevin Shanes Rosho Achas Nes Roilomis. Again, this is the first two lines in Kevitz Oros Aleph Beis, Hinega Vishosh No Bailomri, Vichet Zor Aser, Veda Asur, Vizgam Levin Shmir, Pirash Rashi, and Vizgam Levin Turashi, Vishud Nes Roilom Sho Achas. Before we mapsh, I want to be yet in the base medrash of Rebbe Elchanan. Zok Rebbe Elchanan, I just want to tell you the truth. That when I explain to you Nesro why you can marry the Shorahir Ba'ilomoy, and when I explain to you Nesro why you cannot marry the Tzor HaServe Benefilo Shniyo, I want to tell you that when I said it, for Eishes Ochim Shorahir Ba'ilomoy, it makes sense to say it. For the Tzor HaServe, I did not have to say it. Because I hold Oisrois, the Erve asks the Tzorah, and the Tzorah stays a Bitoy forever. Strange. But this is what he says. The Tzorah stays the same Tzorah's Bitoy. Look, if you have the Rebbe Elchanan, I think someone made copies. And the second Dibur HaMaschil. And again, Aleph Oisbeitz. ואף שנסבר במוקרים אחר וצורו אסור אלוהילו משום דמוקרים ער וקיימה ואין צורך שהער ותאסרנו בכל שו וזה אינו אם איתם בנס ראשו אחז it's even without the איש אסך כל מוקרים צורך רשי לפורש לטיימה דאסור הצורו ולפלשניו משום שנסרו דנפקמינה we'll get later to what he answers. But Rebbe Elchanan says, what I told you, why you can't do Yibum and Nefilo Shniyah for the Ishesach from Levi, that from Reuven, that is sitting by Shimon, when Shimon dies, why Levi can't do Yibum? So Legabe Shorahir Ba'ilomoy, I explained to you Nesro. And I'm learning also Legabe the Tzor HaServe, that it's a Nesro, this way he's bringing the Rashi, the Bramasuf Keshem, the Rashi we saw yesterday. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, I'm explaining it to you, Mishum Nesro. But I want to tell you the truth. The way I learn that the Shem Tzoras Erva stays forever, so that lady is called the Tzoras Erva, so Shimon Levi cannot be Yabim because she has a Shem Tzoras Erva. Avad, it's only in the Mishmedrash of Oisris. If we learn Poitrois, and the way of Nochem, and we're learning in Rashi, so the Tzoras Erva never has a Shem Tzoras Erva. There's nothing like that in the world. And only that she becomes Poto, and now the Eishesach becomes the Erva Dikei Eishesach. And the Kasha is, so what is Eishesach? Yibum is Matar Eishesach. And we have to come to the answer of Chana Nes. Mikol Makoy, Rebbe Elchanan himself didn't learn Poitrot, he was learning Oisrot. So he says, even that I'm explaining it so clearly, that this what Rashi said, that why Levi is not doing Yibum, is because Nesro, B'Shalai Hoya Ba'olamo, and I'm explaining B'Tzoras Erva, the Rashi do Amas of Kashem, that it's Mitzad, that Levi cannot marry B'Tzoras Erva with Philistim, Mitzad Nesro. The truth is that Gabi Tzoras Erva, I did not have to say it. Because I learned the Shem Tzoras Erva stays. We'll be in Afkamin. I'm saying, I'm going now in the Bismillah Shabbat Chanan. If we learn Poitrois, we did have to say it Mitzad Nes. This is just the Avodas Advorim, what Rebbe Elchanan says. Now, we'll go one more step in the Bismillah Shabbat Rebbe Elchanan. We have to know before we remind me, Reb Nochem, we have to know Klal Yisrael learned all the years of Reb Elchanan. Baruch Adomi learned in the yeshiva 2 years ago, Yevon Mesim Amishnuot Kiseida, and the first page of Reb Elchanan he learned 50 times. He comes here, and the first year here is Reb Elchanan is wrong, and we start Yevon Mesim, you know, he felt like Mamash, like the Mabu. Ganzevot was Cholot. Now, but I want to be Mamshich in the Reb Elchanan. If we realize, we spoke out yesterday in Shir, and we'll speak out, that we have three Rashis that said Asur Oilomis. Eishesach Mi'imoi, that remarried to Eishesach Mi'nav and dies. Shelohoya Bo'ilomoi, and Eishesach of the Tzoras Erva Benefilo Shnir. Right? These are the three Rashis that Reb Nochem is going under. If you realize, Reb Elchanan only brings two Rashis. The Shelohoya Bo'ilomoi, and the Rashi from Tzoras Erva, and on these two Rashis, Rebbe Elchanan explains why Levi cannot do Yibum, and Rebbe Elchanan says Levi cannot do Yibum because Nesro. And Eishesach Minayim, Rebbe Elchanan never said the words that you cannot do Yibum because she was Nesro. Why? Because you cannot say Nesro only on a lady that falls Le Yibum and she cannot do Yibum. She's in the parship, but you can't. A lady that is no shaykhis to Yibu, we don't say on her nesr. Eishesach min ha'im could be she was not even in the parship. We could clap. Eishesach min ha'im, you could also say clap in me, it's not in the parship. Rebbe Elchanan weiss to Eishesach min ha'im, he learns like a daughter. There's no shaykhis bichlal, you don't have to come to nesr. It's a different kind of erva. So even with the Fila Shnia, it's a different kind of erva. It's not in the parsha of Yibum. So Rebbe Elchanan did not put it in his list of the Nesos.
How could it be a different erva?
It's the same shame, but Lemaisa, it's not mamish the same shame. It's a different. It's Yisach Minayim. It's a different parsha. Again, we will try to go that it's the same in the answer to Rebbe Nochem. I just want that the Dvorim will be mechudodim. When Rebbe Elchanan said Nesro, he picked on the Rashi of Amud Beis, the first Rashi, and then the Rashi of Tzoras Erva and the Eishesach, why Levi cannot do Yibum, and Rebbe Elchanan learned Mitzad Nesro. Again, we said, Rebbe Elchanan himself said that Tzoras Erva at Oisros, you did not have to come to Nesro, but even so, saying it, but when Eishesach min ha'ein, we have to know Rebbe Elchanan did not say Nesro, and Madgishit, because later we will learn sugis of Nesro, and we'll say that you have to have a nefila, you have to have a parsha of Nesro, And you say, we said Nesra, even in Ishizach Minayim, that was not in the Parsha. The Maaser Rebbe Chanan never said on that Nesra. He spoke about two ladies that fell a Yibu. Shrehoyo Boi Loboi, and so as Elve, that Be'etzim was a Mokim Per Nefile, no, was a Mil. Not that she was Bichlal not in the Parsha. Because Be'pashtis, I'm saying, that's a Shavuma. Be'pashtis, when there's no Parsha Bichlal, Pas Shkin Nefile. This is later in Rebbe Chanan in different places that he says this Yisrael. This is Rebbe Chanan's Mehalach. Le'umas them, we mentioned yesterday, Reb Nochem's Mehalach. And I want to be madish. Reb Nochem was bothered, I know it's not printed in the Sefer, but Kach Kibalu, that the Pshat of Rebbe Chanan is not Emes. Why? Nesro is a sugi and a flamen, in a second we'll learn the sugi claw a little bit. Cannot be that it's a sugi and a flamen, and the Gemara declares if you say Nesro or you did not say Nesro. And now we're learning there is no way to learn the first Mishnah in Yevamos on Nesro. If you learn the flamen, it's a sugi and a flamen, that you say it of Nesro. Lafir Rebbe Chanan, Nesro started in the Mishnah. Second of all, Be'ez Hashem, when we get into Yevamos, we'll see Shita Sarambam, that Nesro is the Rabbonon. Rabban Pirush of Mishnayis and the Flamed and the second Mishnah. Nesro is the Rabbonon, our Mishnah is the Reis, the Ptur Minayim and Bechalitza. The third Orer Reb Nochem has, the Loshen of Nesro is Kevon Shenos Rosho Achas, Nesro Ilomis. And Rashi in the whole Masechti, when Rashi will mention Nesro, he will speak it out. Kevon Shenos Rosho Achas, Nesro Ilomis. And in these three places, Rashi does not mention a word of Kevon Shenes Rosho Achas Nesro Ilomis. So for these three hours, and it's not mashma that Yevamos started with Nesro before the Flamed. See, the Rambam is the Rabbonon and our Mishnah is it has to be the Eraisa. Rashi never mentioned the full illusion of Kevon Shenes Rosho Achas Nesro Ilomis. All of these are hours. But Reb Nochem to the Hanoche that Rashi never meant the Yesod of Nesro. Rashi never meant the Yesod of Nesro. So what Rashi does mean? Zot Reb Nochem, I will explain. No Shaykh is the Nesro in our Sugya. Rashi is saying something else. The reason Levi cannot do Yibum, because Be'etzah we said every time Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Reuben dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi could take the wife of Reuben and fell in front of Shimon, and if he was Shpira, Levi could do Yibum. Because Mitzvah's Yibum is Dercha Evi Yeshesach. So if the word that it's Dercha Evi Yeshesach, so Lechure, we have a good kash. So why should Oye Bailoma, it's not Dercha, why it's not Dercha Yeshesach Minahim? Why it's not Dercha Yeshesach of Tzor HaSelve? Zog Reb Nochem, it's not the pshat of mitzvah Yibum is doicha evi yisur Eishesach. Eishesach was not said the mokim Yibum. Right, you could call it Yibum is doicha evi Eishesach. Oh, but not the pshat because the mitzvah esev Yibum is doicha yisur Eishesach. Eishesach is not a herbe the mokim mitzvah Yibum. Kach mitno toiro. Mitzvah Yibum is no yisur Eishesach. Aber welche, what kind of Eishesach is not Nehmar b'mokim Yibum? Eishesach she'en lo'i bonim. Eishesach she'yesh lo'i bonim was not said that it's mutor b'mokim Yibum. So the Meir Reb Nochem said like this, not that the mitzvah Yibum is doicha de Eishesach, sai from Shimon and sai from Levi. The mitzvah Yibum is handling only Eishes Shimon. You're telling me it's more Eishesach? Eishesach is not a problem. Yibum, Eishesach doesn't disturb. Eishesach is a erve chutz legabe mitzvah Yibum. Not legabe mitzvah Yibum with that specific lady and that specific Eishesach. B'mokim mitzvah Yibum, the words Eishesach don't share. Val Hashem had to give a mitzvah to make Yibum to Eishesach, so it doesn't share. It's Kivyochel, we'll see later, a person is Makir Korbonos and Shabbos. I'm saying this, sweet. Well, the Pashtas, not the Pshat, the Korbonos of Erech HaShabbos. It was a mitzvah to make him a Korbon on Shabbos, right? It's Musaf Shabbos. So it's Chil Shabbos, are you doing it? every kohen has to say, I don't want to be the kohen to do the musaf of Shabbos. Like, oh, the Eidikin kohen will do the musaf of Shabbos, right? Because this is the musaf of Shabbos. Mitzvah Yibum and Eish Esach, it's not a spira. Not only from that woman if she has a mitzvah. Eish Esach is not a spira to Mitzvah Yibum. Aber welche Eish Esach? Eish Esach she'en libon. So Reuben dies, Eish, right? Then Shimon marries her. That Eish Esach of Reuben will never stand Mitzvah Yibum if Mitzvah Yibum will come into the world. Even if Mitzvah Yibum will come as Eish Shimon, it doesn't stand. But Eish Esach min Ha'im, that was never in the parsha, that Eish Esach, shares Mitzvah Yibum. Shelo Yibum, we look at it like a different kind of erve, that shares Mitzvah Yibum. Eish Esach from Tzoras Erve also shares Mitzvah Yibum. It's a big Yechidish. Eish Esach min Ha'im, it's a different kind. Shelo Yibum, they never sat together. Here it's really a regular Eish Esach, just an erve was sitting on top of it. An Elva was sitting on top of it. But it's also a Shesach. It becomes an Elvedike Shesach. That is the Nusach. And that a Shesach is not Nitcha Bemokim Mitzvah Sibu. So this is the answer of Rashi. No Shaykh is the Yesoid of Nesro. Poshen Mitzvah Sibu is Mater a Shesach. But this lady has Chutz from that a Shesach. She has a Shesach that is not Mutter Bemokim Mitzvah Sibu. That a Shesach. That is a Shesach that is not Nitra B'mokim Mitzvah Sibum. B'meile, when Shimon dies, Levi cannot do Yibum. And with that, Rav Nochem explains, Sai, Eishesach min Ha'im, Sai, Eishesach Shelo Yibum Yilomoy, and Sai, Eishesach from Tzor HaSelve. This was the Poshet Pshat, what we mentioned yesterday. I want now just to take it to the next step. Next level. The sugya of Nesro is a sugya in the Flamed Amud Aleph. And the Gemara has two cases of Nesro. One case of Nesro is my brother is married to my wife's sister. Two brothers married to two sisters. My brother dies, I'm not allowed to do Yibum because his wife is a Chos Isha. Then my wife dies. So now my brother's wife is not an Erva anymore. So why I can't do Yibum? She's not an Erva anymore. So now that Eish Esach really wants Yibum. Why I can't do Yibum now? Kevon sheNesro shoachas, Nesro ilomis. Clear? Now I want to explain. That is the easy case of Nesro. I'll show you in a second two lines on Hebel Cholom. But it's too easy. Because there, you don't have to say no longer. You could say, when Hashem gives the mitzvah to do Yibum, when your brother dies, if then you're not available, you're out. It doesn't come back after a week, the mitzvah. So in that case, it's an easy Nesro. It's even not longer. It's Balabatish. The mitzvah was given. The mitzvah will not come back. But the truth is, Nesro is not only in that case. Nesro is in the case, my brother and myself married to two sisters, my brother dies. I can't do Yibum. My wife dies now, I also can't do Yibum. A second brother goes and marries the wife. And now the second brother dies. Now I have a reason for a mitzvah. And we say, when I have a mitzvah simum, I don't care how much Eish Esach I have. Here kicks in aber Nesro. While that Eish Esach once was out, it never comes back in. While that Eish Esach was out once, it never comes in. Klo? What I explain now, open the Rebbe Chonon. I want to read with you five lines where Rebbe Chonon says everything what I explained. It's poshut. And Dibur HaMaschi, again, Aleph, it's based, Dibur HaMaschi v'lefize. U'lefize muchach, the din of the Nesro Shorachas, ein atam, like the first case, mipnei azike, haynu, the name of the Niftaro Shorachas, b'shas nefilo, loiti zdokek od lo'oilo, u'bemele asur, mipnei she'en bo zike. Why? דואתם הזה לא ישייך אלו באויסו נפילו עצמו ולא עם הנפילו אחרס אלו על כל חוכדינו באיסור יש אסך שימנסו שואחס בשעס נפילו אין ניתר אוי לאוילום even in the second נפילה. This is what Rebbe Elchanan is trying to explain. Again, Rebbe Elchanan that is learning everything it's a Nesro. Side by us, side here. But first I wanted to explain what is Nesro, and that we're not chulik in Rebbe Elchanan. So Rebbe Elchanan took Nesro also to our case. But again, Rebbe Elchanan explains that when I'm taking it to our case, when you're starting Yevamos, and we're taking it to Nefila Shnia, so we have to explain, like I explained to you, that Nesro is a fest azach, even in Nefila Shnia. Without using Nesro in our sugya, we could have really taught that every Nesro is only that if it was not in the beginning, chances too late, mitzvah doesn't come back. But we explain what we're learning now. That the Nefila Shnia, when Levi comes, he doesn't care if it's Eishes Sacheruv, mitzvah atzma. So if Nesro would only be that the mitzvah doesn't come back, but when Nefila Shnia, the mitzvah would come back. But what is the yesod of Nesro? That ish is ach was out, and while it's out, it will never come back. So b'meile, afilu b'nefila shnia, you can. This is what Rebbe Elchanan is explaining. Rebbe Elchanan feels that as mehitzach chol yevamos, it's very posh. After you learn yevamos for months, you don't have to explain it. But Rebbe Elchanan, when he starts, this is the aleph based on the side of the dvar. Now that we know this clear, come, we'll go to the next part. So we have the sugya of Nesro, that it's a clear sugya in the flam. Rebbe Elchanan learned this exactly what happened here b'shalay b'olam ilegabi nefila shmir is Nesro, and it's exactly what happened in Tzoras Avet. It was not needed, but this is what happened in Tzoras Avet and in Shmir, the Yishesach was Nesro. Rebbe Nochem explained to us that we don't need to come to Nesro by us. The mitzvah, what Levi is mutar is in a regular Yishesach, but the Yishesach me'imo b'shalay b'olam the elvedik Yishesach. These are bad ishesach. This lady cannot do even without the sugya of Nesro. Klo? So now I want to ask you a shot. Moshe, I want to ask you a question. Why I need the aloha of Nesro? Every time a Nesro told me the same thing, that the ishesach became a bad ishesach, and I can't do evil. We have a sugya of Nesro, and we have our sugya. Rebbe Elchanan put them together, he said it's the same sugya. I hear Rav Nochem said, no, Nesro is in the flam, and here we're not holding that Nesro. We don't need to come to Nesro. So when we need to come to Nesro, my brother is married to my wife's sister, my brother dies, then my wife dies, second brother marries that lady, and now my second brother is dead. Kevin Shenesro Shoahachas, Nesro Ilomis. This is the Gemara in the flam of Mudav. Why I need to come to Nesro? Because of that, I could do evil. Now I have a mitzvah. Again, yesterday, but now I have a mitzvah. Nesra. I was also Nesra. But Rav Nochem told us that a Shesach, a Elvedik a Shesach, is no more, she's not that a Shesach that is a mitzvah to do evil. So why do I need to come to Nesra? The answer is very poshut. I just want that we will have the Dvorim Apshut. What is the answer? Shragi, what is the answer? What is the answer? Why I need to come to Nesro? Rebbe Elchanan Beidu. And that is Nesro. By us, dear. It's not one more you say. I'm just explaining where Rebbe Elchanan is coming. If we don't need Nesro here, we don't need Nesro there. If we need Nesro there, it's Nesro. It's one sugya. But Rebbe Nochem is going to be not like that. By us, it's not a sugya of Nesro. Why? This is Shesach never had a heter evil. Hey, and even so myself. If you would tell me that an Elvedik Eishesach is called a good Eishesach, so I would not have. But this will be explained in Rashi by us, that even a Tzoras Elvedik Eishesach, even a Tzoras Elvedik Eishesach is called an Eishesach that is not in the Parsha. It's not in the Parsha. So the Shaila is, so why I need to come to the Sugi of Nes? Now listen carefully. This chelik is very posh. This chelik. The reason I have to come to Nesro is because now she's not an elva anymore. Because my wife is dead. So now she's a regular Eishesach. She's not an elva dik Eishesach anymore. Val, she's not an Ervedike Ishasach, she's a regular Ishasach. If my brother would not do Yibum, and Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, he's married to Levi's daughter, Reuven and Shimon married to sisters. Reuven dies, and then Shimon's wife dies, but as of now, Ashes Reuven is a regular Ashesach. So why you can't do Yibum? You can't say this Ashesach is a bad Ashesach. While the Erve stopped to be an Erve, why she stopped to be an Erve? Because my wife is dead, so she's not an Achos Isha. So now the Erve is not an Erve anymore. So while the Erve is not an Erve anymore, so Val the Erve is not an Erve anymore. So Val the Erve is not an Erve anymore. So Val the Erve is not an Erve anymore. So Be'etzem, the Ishesach is not an Erve Dike Ishesach. I want this to be very close. It's three steps that we have to happen. Again, we have a Sugya of Neso, we have our Sugya. Rebbe Elchanan puts them together, it's glat. Because now we don't like that our Sugya is Neso, we only know the Nafla. But we don't have to think about nothing, everything fits. But if we decided that by us we don't need to come to Neso, so now we will ask the Shaila, if by us we don't need to come to Neso, so why in the Flamet we need to come to Neso? Say, when Reuven dies, and then Shimon cannot do Yibum because, I'm saying Levi cannot do Yibum because his wife was married to, again, Reuven and Shimon are Levi. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Reuven dies, Shimon cannot do Yibum because it's a Chos Isha. Then Shimon's wife dies, but he also can't do Yibum. But Levi does Yibum. And now when Levi does, wife dies, and Shimon can't do Yibum, Lemaise, the Ishesach is Mutter, we say Nes. Why do we have to say Nes? We'll say it's a bad Ishesach. It's not a bad Ishesach anymore. Not a bad Ishesach. It's not a bad Ishesach. Because Memele, so what is stopping me to do Yibum? Because once that Ishesach became bad, it stays bad. So we need to come to Nesro. Close? I want to go one more part. After we say in close, that I can do Yibum, there I can't say it's a bad Ishesach. Here Shalom Berlomo is bad. So I sell it bad. Ishesach Minayim, bad. Dear, the Ishesach is a good Ishesach, because she's not an Erve anymore. But then I want to ask you a question. Go back to our mission. Why by us, by mission, it's a bad Ishesach? Ishesach Minayim, bad. Shalom Berlomo, bad. Why Tzoras Elve is a bad Ishesach? Because it's a Tzoras Elve. So, I can't do Yibum. But what if, I don't understand. So we'll take our mission. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to Levi's daughter. Reuven dies. Levi cannot do Yibum to his daughter and not to the Tzol. Shimon does Yibum to the Tzol. Shimon dies. Levi wants to marry that Tzol. We tell Shimon, tell Levi, you can't marry her. He says, why? What is the problem? If you're Rashi, it's only Yisro Ishesach without the new Yisro of Tzol Hazel. So we say, yeah, so now I have a mitzvah. Now Klapi Shimon, she's not a Tzol HaSel, she's a regular Ishesach from Shimon. She also has a Ishesach from Reuven, but I want to do Yibum. We say, yeah, but the Ishesach from Reuven is a bad Ishesach. Why it's a bad Ishesach? Because it's a Tzol HaSel, but it's a bad Ishesach. So while it's a bad Ishesach on Tzol HaSel from Reuven, so I can do Yibum. I will ask you a shot. I understand. It's a bad Ishesach because it's a Tzoras Elve from Eishes Ruf. What happens if my daughter will die now? Yeah? Have the case closed. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven is married to Levi's daughter and he has a second wife, number two. Reuven dies, Levi cannot do Yibum, not to his wife. I'm sorry, not to his daughter, that is the wife of Reuven, and not to number two, Tzoras Elve. Shimon married number two. Shimon dies, Levi wants to do Yibum, so the Mishnah, he cannot marry the Tzoras Elve. We say, why? Eishesach. Yibum is Lech Elvi Eishesach. But this number two has a bad shame Eishesach because she's a Tzoras Elve. Shegel and Nesel, we said, dear Val, the wife of Levi is dead. So this Eshesach now is not a bad Eshesach anymore. It's a regular Eshesach. Mele Etzmud. So now I'm asking you again. In the case of the Mishnah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven has married Levi's daughter. Reuven has married Levi's daughter. And Reuven dies, Levi can't do Yivum to his daughter, not to number two. Shimon may give him to number two. Now, Shimon dies, we don't let Levi to do Yivum. Why? The Eishesach. Ah, Yivum is Deicha Evi Eishesach. Obviously, if you're Bechol and Nesrel, if you're Abnochem, this is a bad Eishesach. Eishesach Mitzvah Asav is a bad Eishesach. I will ask you a little question. I understand it's a bad Eishesach. What would it be if the daughter, if Levi dies now? So she's not a Tzor Asav anymore, right? So she's not a bad Eishesach. What keeps? Why in the Flamel we explain that she's not a bad Eishesach? Val the Erva died, my daughter died, so the Achus Isha became Mutter, so it's only Nesra. Now if my daughter dies, so she's not a Tzor Asav anymore. She's not a Tzor Asav anymore. So why a lady can't do Yibum? And the Mishnah states Mefurish that he cannot. Only if my daughter died before Reuven died, I can marry the Tzor. They state in the Mishnah. But if Reuven dies and then my daughter dies, I cannot do Yibum. Why I cannot do Yibum? Why I cannot do Yibum? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Again. Reuven dies. Reuven is married to Levi's daughter. Reuven dies, Levi cannot marry his daughter. And even not lady number two. So I said, Shimon can marry lady number two. Might be the one. Shimon goes and marries number two. Shimon dies. Levi cannot marry number two, she's a Tzor Aselve, from the Yishasach of Reuven. That's Shimon, she could do Yibum, but she has the shame of Yishasach from Tzor Aselve from the first Nefila, so she cannot do Yibum. I'm asking now, my daughter is dead, so she's not a Tzor Aselve anymore. She's not a Tzor Aselve anymore, so why Levi cannot marry this lady number two? He has a mitzvah Yibum of Shimon, and it's not a bad Yishasach. Avada, you could tell me Nesra. But if you're Reb Nochem, we don't want to go with Nesra. Our Mishnah has to be a Mishnah that it doesn't touch Nesra. And in our Mishnah state klo, that the only case that Levi could go into this family is if his daughter dies before Misas Reuven. This is the Mishnah Amud Beis. But if my daughter dies after Misas Reuven, Levi cannot do Yibum. Why Levi cannot do Yibum? As Shimon she says, Shesach Misas Yibum. Eishesach, Yibum doesn't cure Eishesach. Yeshech Kolbonis and Shabbos, Yibum doesn't cure Eishesach. Only bad Eishesach he doesn't like. What is bad? Shaloi Ba'ilomoi, Tzor Aselve, Eishesach Minayim. She's not a Tzor Aselve anymore. She's not a bad lady anymore. She can't do Yibum because she was already out. That is Nesra. We don't want to go with Nesra. What? No, but we don't want to say that. So we don't have to come to Eishesach. We don't have to come to the whole of Noch. Because the reason lady can't marry, because the new album is Tzor Aselve. We don't want to say the new album is Tzor Aselve. I know it's a bit shrimp, but this is a portion. These are the true things that we have to. This is, we have a Mishnah that the Mishnah tells us that when Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon makes Yibum, Levi could do Yibum to the wife of Shimon, even that he's touching the Isur of Reuven. We don't care. That is the Mishnah. But if Reuven is Eishesach Minayim, if Reuven is Shelo Ba'ilama, it's Reuven Tzor Aselve, so even as by Shimon, Levi cannot do Yibum. And the Shaila was why? I'm saying Nesra, the Flam, and everything is one thing, and it's so glad. I want to explain why that Yeshiva only learned Rebbe Chanan, yeah? Because, very glad, Nesra, Nesra, dear Nesra, here, everything fits, it's Mamash Mesudah. We said we don't want to say Nesra. And we explained it very clear why we don't want to say Nesra. I'm saying this, because one could use it the whole time without explaining it the whole time. Because we're learning Pshat, the Yibum doesn't care about Reshesach, not Nafi Reshesach of the Mitzvah. The Mokim Yibum Misur Reshesach doesn't exist, doesn't be a soy. And while it doesn't exist, Mokim Misur Reshesach, the Mele Ebi Reshesach is Mutter. So the reason Reuben Shimon Levi, Reuben dies, Shimon dies, Levi can marry the Shimon and Reshes Reuben, because he doesn't care that he has a pile of Reshesach standing on top of his head. But, Shalei Boilom, Reshesach Minayim, and so Haselve, it's a Ervedike Reshesach, it's a different guy Reshesach. And that cannot be mutter, even if I have a new reason for the second mitzvah. That is Reb Nochem. Sugya of Nesra is Reuben and Shimon married the sisters. Reuben dies. Shimon cannot marry his wife's sister. Then Shimon's wife dies. So for sure now he can't do evil. But Levi did evil, and now Levi dies, and now it falls to Shimon. Be'etzem. So the Gemara says, why Shimon cannot do evil now? Kevin she Nesra shoachas Nesra ilovis. Why we have to come to Nesra? Say stop. This Ishisach was a bad Ishisach. Here, normally he can marry Levi, even though he's married Reuben's wife, because you might have heard it's a bad, that's not a bad Ishisach. Well, now this lady is a regular Levi. She's a regular, she's not an Elva anymore. The Elva disappeared. And the Elva disappeared, so I can marry her. This is what we explain. You need to work on it. It's not easy, but this is the Avonim. This is the Glatte Avonim. It's only four things. Now that we have this Glatte Avonim, we're going back to our Sugya. In our Sugya, we said Reuben dies. He's married to Shimon's daughter, the Levi's daughter. Levi cannot do Yibum. Not to her, not to number two. Shimon marries number two. Now my daughter dies, and Shimon dies. Why Levi can't do Yibum? And the Mishnah states that you can't. Because the Mishnah says the only way that Levi could do Yibum is if his daughter will die before Mitzvah Reuben. This is before Shemishnah. So if Reuben dies, and he's married to my daughter, Levi doesn't do Yibum, not to her, not to number two. Shimon does Yibum to number two. Shimon dies, Levi cannot marry number two. Why? But his daughter is out. So I understand, Nesra is very easy. She was out, she stays out. No, Nesra. Philip Bechonon, I don't have to work to explain it. It's Nesra. And if you will ask Bechonon, he will answer you, Nesra. Oh, but if we learn it that our Mishnah doesn't... So again, if someone asks you, Lato the Yibum, you can answer him Nesra, and you can't be wrong, because it's like a Nesra. Oh, but we don't want to say Nesra. We can't have our Mishnah Nesra. Because if Nochem explained, if we learn it in our Mishnah Nesra, so we can't get to the plan. So the answer is very posh. Well, the Baruch said this when he heard it from Reb Nochem. The answer is, the Shem Tzoras Elve is Nikva B'Shaz B'Nefila. B'Shaz that she fell to Yibu, she was a Tzoras Elve, so she stays a Tzoras Elve forever. So while number two was a Tzoras Elve if my daughter, even if my daughter is not there anymore, she's a Tzoras Elve. Masha'ekin and Aflamen, the lady herself became mutter. Because my wife died, so she's not an Achois Isha anymore. The time that you consider a Tzoras Elve, the time that you have a Shem Tzoras Elve, when you have a Shem Tzoras Elve, is B'Shaz de Nefila. So while B'Shaz that Reuven died, and he was married to Levi's daughter, so number two became a Shem Tzoras Elve. Then my daughter dies. Shimon marries number two. Shimon dies. I don't have to come to Nesra. I can't marry the Ishisach from Reuven. Why? It's not a Tzoras Elve. B'Shaz de Nefila was a Tzoras Elve. You get the name of the Tzoras Elve, even that the Elve is not there anymore. Masha'enkin and the Flamen, you're right that when she died, she was an Elve. But now she's not an Elve anymore. But Mele, she's a regular Ishisach. Why is that? The daughter stays a daughter. He's asking why it's not a kalvachayim. Some people are not understanding what I'm saying. My daughter, even when she's dead, she's my daughter. Even when she's ashes, she's my daughter. She's my daughter. No? She disappears somewhere. My daughter stays my daughter forever, right? So she's a tzolah of my daughter. My daughter didn't become muta. My daughter didn't become mutter. She's my daughter. And she's a tzolah, my daughter. What is the time that the daughter answers if they meet in the death? B'shas, the nefila they meet, she's a tzor herself. When my daughter disappears, it doesn't make a difference. Masha'ekin and the flavid, the erve became mutter. The ishesach became a regular ishesach. The ishesach of my first brother is a ishesach that is mutter le'ibu. While my ishesach became a ishesach that is mutter le'ibu, but maybe I don't have a problem to marry. Still, you want to go? Klo? I want to go one more step. Maybe I explained it too good, it'd be hard to say the second step. Come, okay, I want to have the tzus of the shmaise. So again, this is the tzus of the shmaise. Again, all these things, Be'ez Hashem, and the chof, and the flam, and all these things need more as bein. About, I'm telling you the cloud, if you want to have a shtarke yevomis, if it's very close in the beginning, and it's mamish close till the end, everything shtirts. In the beginning, if you don't understand, working by night, no chamol, if everything is close in the beginning, yevomis has to work. It works, everything shtims in there. But if in the beginning you almost have it close, you're building a house on almost, then you don't, ganze zach. So again, we understand very clearly now why Rabbi Chanan just took Yevomis and he said it's Nes, or Benefilo Shnia, I don't have a problem, or I am from Reuben Shimon Levi, so why are these problems? Nes, he said, not any place you need Nes, but it's Nes. This is the Bechonim. Everything is glad. Nesro. Bayos, dear. Reb Nochem said, no, dear, it's Nesro. Bayos, it's not Nesro. We explain it. Let's sing over Reb Nochem. Aye, why, dear, we don't say the Reb Nochem? We said, dear, the Erve is Muta. If the Erve is Muta, but Mele is no more Nesro. So the Shesach becomes a Muta, the Shesach. So why I can't do Yibum, Benefila Shnia, Benefila Rishayim, and the Mitzvah was given, it doesn't come back. But Benefila Shnia, why I can't do Yibum? The Teretz is Nesro. This is what Rabbi Chanan explained. We're asking, okay, so why by us, in the case that the Erva will die, she's not Mutter. Avada it's Nesro, she will not be Mutter. Although, we don't want to come to Nesro. So the Chur B'chai Gavne, she's not a Tzor HaSelva anymore, because Reuben's daughter, and Levi's daughter is dead. But the Teretz, while she had a Shem Tzor HaSelva, B'sha'as the Nefile, she stays a Tzor HaSelva, and while she stays a Tzor HaSelva, that is Shesach, is the Erva Dike, Shesach forever. But she ain't gonna deflame it. The Erva stopped to be a Erva. So while there's no more Erva. So I'm clearing, I'll explain you. I have a brother, Reuben and Shimon married to two sisters. Reuben dies, Shimon cannot marry Reuben's wife. Now Shimon's wife dies. So if I there's no more mitzvah. Levi goes and marries her. Now Levi dies. Now she falls to Shimon. So we say, Al Shimon is a mitzvah. Al Bedei Shesach, and Reuben is the Erva Dikei Shesach. It's not Erva Dikei Shesach anymore. Lo Yetzuyeh, Reuben will die now. You could marry this wife? Yeah, because your wife is dead. So the Shesach of Reuben is not Erva Dikei Shesach anymore. While it's not Erva Dikei Shesach, maybe you could do Yibum. It's very good. That is the deal. This is the reason. Masha'ekin by us, even Lulay Nesro, if the Erva dies, although you write that now, if Reuben will die after my daughter is dead, you write now the Ishesach of Imutah. About the shame, so that Erva was when Reuben died, and then the other lady got a shame, so that Erva, and that shame, so that Erva stays forever. And it's not sure you see later the suyim, apim, misim apeles. The shame to herself is a time that you get it and it stays. And while that shame stays, so even if the elva is out now, mikol mukim the shame to herself is nikva. Bishas maise, and while the shame to herself is nikva, bishas maise, b'meilo yimuto. Maybe a bit more chesbonis, but I want to start at least We'll see one thesis. But if you see later inside the Rebbe Chonon, the parts that we skipped, you see now inside later tonight, you see mamash all of that, the Dibur HaMaschil. The Afsh is barred. All of that is mamash, the Hemshech HaChesh that we explain, when you have to come to Nesra, and when you have to come not to Nesra. All of that Rebbe Chonon finishes to explain there, the Torah Hadvar. Lamas and Tesis. Chameshes Renoshim Poitois. Oimeri, the Leimotzi Leminkat Arayis. Why it says Chameshes Renoshim? Now, Tesis, when he asks his Kasha, he's not Stam asking a Kasha, say Arayis instead of Noshim. Tesis is not asking Stam, say Arayis instead of Noshim. Tesis brings down twice that the Tanna really says the Loshon Arayah is better from the Loshon Noshim. Kediktoni b'seife, achas mikol Arayah, the Mishnah says, keitzat poidu tzor esem oy sobito oy achas mikol Arayah. And then another Mishnah later, sheish Arayah chamuras me'elu, daflam yud gimel. So Tesis is Madgish. So twice the Tanna uses the Loshon Arayis. And Amud Beis, and Sheish Arayis Chamuris Me'ilu, and Daf Yud Gimel. So why by us you start with Chamesh Esre Noshim and not Chamesh Esre Arayis? This is Tesis' Kasha. Mishum Be'amrin Be'gmore Minyon Ha'osu Le'vruta Tzor Ha'soito Tzor Ha'sailenis U'me'ma'enis U'mar Zekushosu V'yavet Tone Arayis Ha'memash Medelbruta Arayis Ve'loi Kechoshim Be'os. The list of the Mishnah is Memayet, four Noshim, four, or two different Shmandahamun and the Gemara. And if the Tanna would say Arayis, I would not manage to Memayet these Noshim. Why not? If the Tanna says Chamesh Esre Noshim, 50 women, only these, not these. And if the Tanna would say Chamesh Esre Arayis, I would not manage to Memayet these other ones. Why not? So it's interesting how you read the thesis. When you read the thesis in Thesis HaRosh, it's mashma one way. When you read the Thesis Yeshonim, it's mashma a second way. Again, when we're trying to explain, the Yesod of thesis is that the reason the Tanna did not write Arayis, because if the Tanna would write Arayis, I would not know to Memayat Ailonis Marzikushos Yesodim. I would not manage to Memayat them from the Mishnah. Why not? So Loshon HaThesis is, the root arayis the loiko choshiv kos. Mashma in thesis, I know all of you will argue, but this is the pashas in thesis, that island is part of the tzor because she's a ishesach. Why the island is part of the tzor? Your brother is married to islandis and another woman. And when the omar island is part of the tzor, why? What is the help of the islandis? What is the help of the islandis? No, not the tzor. What? My brother is married to Ironis and to another lady, number two. Why I can't do Yibum to number two? Shatzorah Selva, what is the Elva? Mazrik Hushosoy, why she partners the Tzorah? There's no Elva in Mazrik Hushosoy. Tubuk Sibo Karayas, so she becomes Ishasach and she partners the Tzorah. Zogdeis says, the Tanah Mashma 15 Arayas. Ishasach already is written in the Mishnah. It's mashma that we memayet different arayas that are not written in the Mishnah. I can't be memayet. These are from the Mishnah. If it says 50 women, this woman and not that woman, I'm sure no. But if it says chamesh esre arayas, I will not manage to memayet these noshim because these noshim are included in these arayas. Could be island is part of the tzor. Shtei chenei shesach shelo yabayi lomay. Noch ha'ishesach. Remember, Rabbi Zamoyshe asked that it's not even 15, it's 14, because two already are Ishesach. This is one way. So Leimashma Leimayet, because they're already included in the Mishnah. And the Tesis Yeshonim here, it's Mashma Adifim Shah. Look at Tesis Yeshonim, they printed apart, but this they printed here in the side of the Gemara, at the end of the first Shkiko. V'oigir Shleima. Sorry, I know it's Aleph. Irmi, leimotzi lemit neharayes. Mishum deavetoni harayes, lo yadine limiute derave deravasi, de igele meima. Look at this, Ishani Metzai. De igele meima. De haide lo itoniu, mishum delav harayes ni. Again, and Tezus Mulim Shad, I will not be reminded them because I thought that they were included in the Mishnah. Right? That's the way I explain Tezus. This Yishonim says completely different. I would not be memayed them because I would say that they're not arayas. So Soito is not an Elve because it's not Chayev Kores. Marzi Gushosi is not Chayev Kores. The Ma'elis is a Derabonon. All of them is easy. What the Achronim are trying to explain the Tfilat Teis Yishonim, why Teis says that Ilanis is not arayas. Ilanis is arayas, is Eishisach. The first shot I explained so good, you can't be mad because it's included in the Elva Bishazah. But how do you shot this Yishan? How do you shot this? Yeshlema, the Lemotzi Memaidlu, Mishum Be'ai, Lab Mishum Arayas Nilu. Why did not Mishum Arayas? The reason I am this partner is because it's Arayas. We'll have to see. It's already late. We'll start. What? 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 What?